Hey, this is Michael Hutchinson, and you're listening to the Front Row Podcast.
And welcome back to the Front Row Podcast. And we have two returning guests, Tyler Briggs and Stephen Burns. Welcome.
Thank you for having me back. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. It's good to get the band back together. Let's roll. It's like Christmas in July right now.
Yes, it is.
Cool. There we go.
Yesterday was a great day in the NHL. All that news just kept rolling in and rolling in. It was awesome.
Oh, no. It was nuts.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Winnipegger Nolan Patrick getting traded twice in one day?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I'm not entirely, from a hockey standpoint, I don't really know what Vegas is thinking there. But you know what? Nolan Patrick's he's still obviously a good player, and you know, maybe reuniting with the criminal kind of get him back into that sort of, you know, top six forward that he was drafted to be. So, yeah, but we'll see. I don't know. It was kind of a weird deal, though. I still honestly am surprised that Philly was able to get Ryan Ellis for that. Like, can't believe more teams weren't offering up what Philly offered to get him. But
yeah, I think that was the surprising thing. It felt like they made off with like a bandit with him. But yeah. I guess maybe the fact that Ellis is so injury prone and misses like 20 games every year, mm-hmm. that had something with it. But there's no denying his ability. I like Patrick going to Vegas. A little strange, though. It's cool with the Brandon connection and everything between him and McCrimmon and all the other Winnipeg connections there. And, of course, Cody Glass goes to Nashville. But now Vegas has traded all three of their first-round picks from that first draft.
Yeah, I saw that. It was like, what was it, Suzuki, Glass, and who's the other guy?
Brännström.
Oh, right. He went to Ottawa.
The Carlson trade. Yeah. So that's a little bit strange, but that was a really cool trade. It was really neat to see.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to see that activity because I feel like a lot of stuff like that is just super boring. And
yeah. It gets the juices flowing. Yeah. I still remember when Subban got traded, or Hall got traded for Larson one for one. And I'll never forget that.
Was
going like nothing ever before.
Yeah. Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
Still making absolutely tremendous trades to this very day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah, this is with the rosters freezing at, then let's get into expansion draft. Who would you pick from each team? Besides
you guys
Vegas?
Want to run through your rosters?
Yeah. So let's start with Anaheim. Who would you guys pick from Anaheim?
Ooh. Let me look at my note here. I kind of tried to do a mix of who I think will be picked and who I would pick.
Yeah.
So, I guess since I kind of just selfishly jumped right in there, I think I took Derek Grant from Anaheim.
That's a good one. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here, but you guys just want to like run through your forwards, then your D, then your goalies, so that way. It doesn't take super long.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit not a bad idea. So, Bernsey, let's run through yours. Let's see who you got from top to bottom.
Alrighty. Okay, so from the Anaheim Ducks, I got Derek Grant. So that's one of my forwards. Second forward from Boston, Andre Kasha, who is an RFA, so they'd have to sign him to a contract. From Buffalo, Zemgus Girgensons. He's got a 2.2 mil. I can't remember when his contract ends, but decent fourth liner.
Yeah.
Then I got the Manitoba boy, Morgan Geeky, who has a pretty cheap cap hit and you know, showed some flashes with Carolina. I don't know if he'll be a top six guy, but pretty good. Colorado, Junas Donskoy, Max Domi from Columbus, Kyle Turris from Edmonton, Frank Vatrano from Florida, Ryan Johansson from Nashville, Nick Merkley from the Devils, Jordan Eberle from the Islanders, Julian Gauthier from the Rangers, Vitaly Abramov, who's a bit of a interesting guy. He had a good year in the A, but he's a Russian guy. He's almost 24, so you know I don't know if he might jet off back to Russia soon enough. But then from the Sharks, Ryan Donato from the Blues, Tarasenko, Yanni Gord from Tampa, and then Jace Howerluck from Vancouver. For my defenseman, I got Ilya Lyubushkin from Arizona, Mark Giordano from Calgary, Julius Honka from Dallas, Troy Stetcher from Detroit, Cale Clegg from the LA Kings, Brett Kulak from Montreal, Marcus Pettersson from Pittsburgh, Travis Dermott from Toronto, Michael Kempney from Washington, and then this one pains me to say, but Dylan DeMello from the Winnipeg freaking Jets. And then goalies, they're apparently set to sign Dreger, so I had him on the list. And then I think they're going to probably grab Colin Delia from Chicago. Kaapo Kähkönen is kind of an interesting prospect from Minnesota there. And then Alex Lyon from Philly, just for some depth. Yeah, that's my team. And I think they come in at about $13 million under the cap. But
nice with management.
Yeah, but a decent chunk of RFAs to sign is the only thing. But all the RFAs, with, like, aside from Tasha, wouldn't really command that big of a payday. Like, yeah. The rest of the guys have barely played in the NHL, if they have at all, so.
Yeah.
Should be too bad. Yeah, wanted to manage the cap a little bit there and have a ton of cap space, maybe chase a couple more free agents, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, if it's anything like the Vegas one, you know, there'll be some wheeling and dealing throughout, and it'll, I think we're in for a couple surprises. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, that was the thing. I pretty much had a list, and I was like, oh, this is who they're going to take from each team for the Vegas one. And then it was like, oh, they're taking Chris Thorburn. Like,
yeah, I remember that. Everybody's taking, like,
when Dano was available, like Enstrom's available. Why are they taking Chris Thorburn?
Yeah, that was the craziest one.
Yeah.
It had to have been. for myself, from the top down, I have a top line of Drouin from Montreal, Domi from Columbus, and Tarasenko from St. Louis. I don't think Tarasenko is going to stick with the team. I kind of heard a little bit of a rumor earlier this evening that he maybe flipped to Philadelphia for Robert Hägg and Jacob Voracek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting. So I hear there's something going on there. But then for my second line, I got Josh Bailey for the Islanders. It was kind of a toss-up between whatever they. I was
Bailey's good player.
Fine with either one. Kalle Yarncroak, I just love his versatility. He's a responsible centerman. Probably one of my favorite players on the list. And then Nino Niederreiter, I think that's a nice pickup from Carolina.
Love Nino.
Not a big fan of the player himself, but there's no denying his talent. He's a wicked player. And then I got Vladdy Nemestikov from Detroit. I think he'd fit in nice on the third line with JT Compher and Mason Appleton. I think Compher will be the center there.
He's
wing. A lot of the guys I picked, a lot of center wingers. I got Brendan Lemieux on the fourth line with Ryan Carpenter, who was with Vegas in the first year and wasn't drafted by them. And then Julian Gauthier. I really like that pick from the Rangers.
Yeah.
And then on defense, I don't see Giordano in any other jersey but a Flames jersey for his career, but to me, that's a no-brainer for Seattle to pick that player.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Colin Miller, I got him playing on the top pair with him. I don't know if he's a top pairing D-man, but one of the original Vegas Knights as well. Marcus Pettersson, I think you picked him as well. Connor Clifton on the second pair from Boston. Travis Dermott, I think that's an interesting one from Toronto. I kind of hear that Kerfoot's going to be the guy that they pick, but...
Yeah. I'm surprised they protected Hole over Dermott, but...
Yeah, that was a really surprising one, considering age. Yeah, it kind of... I don't know, to me, that was the writing on the wall there. And then Ron Francis, I think he drafted Hayden Fleury in Carolina. I'm not too sure if that's the right Fleury, but I'm going to go with Hayden Fleury. They're going to take him from Anaheim. And then I've got that Lyubushkin, I think that's how you say his name, from Arizona. Madison Bowie from Vancouver, and then Robert Hägg from Philadelphia to round out my D, which that's a lot of defensemen, but I remember Vegas took, like, what, 11? Something like that?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at me for? What's going on here? And then on defense, they're in goal. You got Dreger, Kähkönen, Vitek Vanacek. I think they're going to add an they're going to have three goalies right off the bat and flip one of them. And then Colton Point from Dallas for depth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of where I ended up 5.2 mil under the cap. So not quite as responsible as you, but did my best.
Yeah. That was the thing. I think I picked a team initially, and then I was like this was like a while ago, and before the lists even came out, and I was like, oh my god, I'm like $5 million over the cap. Like, you gotta reel this in a little bit. But
yeah, that was a good team. I originally had Subban from the Devils at one point because I just thought, like, what an awesome marketable player to pick up.
Yeah.
For a brand new franchise. And then I think I was at like $83 million, and I was like, yeah, I gotta backtrack here.
Yeah. It's interesting in that, like, you know, there's a lot of good players out there, but it's like, I'm not touching. Like, obviously, you'd love to start your franchise with Carey Price as your goalie, but, like, I'm not touching his contract. No way. Especially when, like, Driedger is more than capable. He was Florida's best goalie last year. Like, he has outplayed Bobrovsky over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's just that Florida's locked into Bobrovsky now, so they couldn't re-sign him. But, oops, timer go off there.
Donnie, how about you, buddy?
Right.
What do you got for roster?
Right. What's up, coach?
Let me get cracking on my list now.
You just made the list.
All right, let me get cracking here. When I was from Anaheim, Hayden Fleury.
Hey. Saber.
And from Arizona, Frederick Gullickson. I think that's how you pronounce it. In Boston, David Krejci.
Oh, nice.
Buffalo.
I had Krejci at first, but he's a UFA, so I wasn't sure if... Yeah. But yeah. I guess they're allowed to talk to UFAs, yeah, they are, so... Right? Yeah, that's actually a good pick.
Interesting.
Buffalo, Cody Eakin. And Calgary, Mark Giordano. Carolina, Morgan Geekly. Chicago, John Quenneville. Colorado, Gabriel Landeskog.
Wow, that would be massive.
That would be a power move.
Yeah.
And Columbus, Max Domi. Oh, no, yeah. Oh, I missed Dallas, so. Somehow I missed Dallas when I was going through. So I didn't, when I went through and I skipped them, and then I forgot to do that.
Then you forgot to.
Well, they do call it the Lone Star State, so.
And,
I'm so funny.
And Detroit, Mark Stahl.
Nice one.
And, LA, I got Austin Wingler. Florida, Chris Dangler, that goalie from Florida.
Oh, right.
And Edmonton, Klefbom. Minnesota, Carson Soucy. And then Montreal, Carey Price.
Whoa.
Wow.
You were lying earlier when you told me you might be over the salary cap.
Yeah. Yes. Nashville, Ryan Johansson.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then from New Jersey, defenseman, P.K. Subban.
You got to be like 20 mil over the cap. At this
he's
point.
Already there.
Then
it's like the Rangers in the 90s.
Vegas playing with 5D and 7 forwards or whatever they did this past season. And early numbers.
New York Islanders. I picked former Devil Kyle Palmieri.
Oh, nice.
And New York Rangers, Julian Gunther.
Yep.
And from Ottawa, Ford Aberensov. Then Philly, Shane Gostisbehere.
Yeah, Ghost. That would be a good pick. They need a power play guy.
And from Pittsburgh, goalie Cassie DeSmith. Then San Jose, Ryan Donato. From St. Louis, Fasmer Tanasenko.
Yeah.
Then Tampa, Ross Cohn. Toronto,
Stanley
Ben
Cup
Hutton.
Hero.
What's that?
Stanley Cup hero, Ross Colton.
Yeah. And then Toronto, Ben Hutton. Vancouver, Joyce Halichuk. Washington, Michael Klumpy, or Klumpy, whatever. And then Winnipeg, Appleton.
I think we should leave off on Winnipeg there. We were kind of having a bit of a chat before the show. The two of us have Appleton. He's got DeMello. I think I simply just picked Appleton because I really don't want them to pick DeMello. I think we're all in agreement, or at least you and I are in agreement, that he is a lot more valuable than I think the Jets are, you know, leading us to believe here. So
yeah, I think he's, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good summary. Yeah, I think the thing is, like, I thought about picking Appleton, but only if the Jets make a move to protect DeMello, which they still might do. But I'm like, you know, at that point, like, don't give up, like, a first rounder or anything like that, you know? Like, keep that pick. Like, I don't mean, this draft year is a little weaker, but unless you're getting something else in return from Seattle, I wouldn't give up a first rounder. Because, you know, you see how that works out. They gave up their first rounder in the last expansion draft, and that pick ended up being Nick Suzuki. So
yeah, that's right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
And that was just so they didn't take, what was it, Toby Enstrom at the time?
Yeah. Toby and Marco Dano.
Right, right.
Because
Yeah, in retrospect, hey, like, look at that.
Oh, you led. Well, and the thing with Enstrom was, like, if they could have seen how his time with the Jets was going to end, because that was the year they made the West Final, and he was scratched in the last game, so he was all pissed off and went back to Sweden after that.
Yeah, that was good for him. That's right.
But you can't really foresee that. But I was like, even at the time, like, I've always liked Marco Dano as a player, but I'm like, what are we giving up, like, a first round pick to protect Marco Dano? Really? Like do we think he's going to be a 30 goal scorer someday? Probably not.
Got a question for you guys. Do you think the Jets should have get Wheeler to waive his no movement clause to protect Appleton?
You know what? I think from a Winnipeg standpoint, no. I think maybe big picture, that wouldn't have been such a bad idea. But just assuming that Seattle's not going to be taking any aging players on massive contracts, but I like that you're not sending a message by asking the leader of the team to waive his no trade clause, especially when he still is as effective as he is, even if he is a bit on the decline here. Mm. But no, I'm pretty happy with what they did. DeMello likely would have been protected had Stanley not come out of nowhere this year. None of us really, none of the experts, no one saw that coming. So
no.
Here we are in this little predicament where, you know, rather losing, you know, a good young player that's come right up through the Jets system or losing a player on defense that really has made it clear that he wants to be in Winnipeg and enjoys Winnipeg and his family lives here and everything. So,
yeah, he really probably
really hope that they're able to hang on to those types of players because of the market that we're in.
Yeah. Well, when he signed, I think, like, he probably could have gotten maybe not that much more, but probably a shade more than $3 million on the open market.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And in a place where he probably wouldn't have had to pay as many taxes, so he'd take more home. But, yeah, so it sucks. And, you know, Dylan DeMello just seems also like a really good human, like a really good guy. And not that Logan Stanley isn't, but, you know, it would be really sad to see him go. But, yeah, it'd be sad to see Appleton go, too. Yeah, to go back to your question, Don, I think you ask. I would have asked Blake Wheeler to waive his no move. And I almost wonder, too. I guess it's kind of a, you know, it shows a commitment to leadership to not ask him. But at the same time, I think it does show leadership on guys like Carey Price, that they're willing to do that, to potentially go and play for another team in order to help the team they're currently in. So I think if they didn't at least approach Wheeler, you don't necessarily have to say yes or no, you want to do it, but if they sat down with him and said, like, you know, hypothetically, like, what would you feel about potentially waiving your no move so we could expose you? Like, we don't think Seattle's. But then at that point, are you saying, like, oh, your contract, we know your contract's not good, so they won't take you, right? So it's a tough one.
Yeah.
If I was the GM, I would have probably asked him, but at the same time, I understand not asking him too. So it's a tough one.
I'm like 2 months older than Wheeler. So I was like, for me, it's like, okay, I'm 35.
Like, you're getting ready to retire, right, Don?
Retire and like, okay, like I'm like a step like I waive my null movement so you can protect this young guy who's like 22-ish, and like, so you can protect him over me and. So.
Yeah, good point, Burns. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they sat down and had that conversation. I mean, they did with Enstrom, three or four, however many years ago that was now. 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
4 years, 2017. Wasn't that long ago, was it?
It's going to be their fifth season coming up, so.
Fifth season coming up, okay. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they did sit down, and that would be the ultimate team guy move, like what Carey Price did, and everybody would just, like, everybody, I'd, pretty sure everyone in Canada's eyes collectively popped out of their head when they saw that Carey Price had waived his no move.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But now he's injured. Did you see that? He's got a knee injury now.
Yeah.
And Shea Weber's available, but he's injured too, right? Like, it's, meanwhile, Bergevin's probably sitting somewhere giggling.
Yeah, he's just leaking. He's just calling LeBron and saying that.
Yeah, he's only here to break hockey Twitter. That's all. That's all he's for.
That's one of my friends who's bald. He carries around a comb, and because he's afraid to part with it.
What's the next topic? I'm just kidding.
There's no doubt about Gwen Stefani is a great singer.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Do you have any kids, Don?
No.
This is some great dad jokes from one father to another. I can appreciate those.
You probably got one out there somewhere. I don't think you come up with those jokes unless
you know Donnie Wahlberg? He takes life step by step.
I don't know that one.
What was their band called? They had a band.
New Age on the Block.
Oh, okay, yeah.
New Kids on the Block, is that them?
Yeah. Nice one.
And then I made that joke at work, and then an hour and a half later, that song came on the radio.
Oh, that's the worst when that happens. Just like, oh, I need to tell somebody.
Man, the person I told that to, I called him over the pay, and then he starts singing it over the phone to me.
Nice.
All right, what's next?
Next is...
Don, I don't know if we got your take on the whole Stanley DeMello thing. TB?
That's the thing, like, I'm in favor of protecting Stanley because I've seen him coming out with the moves and stuff like that, right? So,
yeah,
I'm in favor of them protecting Stanley.
Fair enough. It's the next Chara.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, it's fair. I mean, he did make, you know, they probably thought, I'm sure going into the season, it was easy, like, Pionk, Morrissey, DeMello, and then, you know, Stanley made him think about it, so. Yeah. We'll see where he fits in next year. I don't know where he's going to go in the lineup, but.
Yeah.
Probably with Pionk, I'm thinking.
That would be a perfect spot for him. I think you're right.
Yeah.
As in a true hockey homer, my true hockey homer opinion is I hope that Jets management sat down with Logan Stanley and were like, all right, we're going to protect you, but you're not wearing number 64 next year on defense.
Yeah.
You're switching your number. I'm going to protect you.
Yeah.
That is not a good looking hockey number as my total homer opinion.
it's not good. That's like his rookie number, whatever it is.
It's very Yakupov-y, you know?
Yeah. And nail Yakupov, wow.
Yikes.
What a bust.
What a pick.
And talking about Edmonton, the goalie from Edmonton wearing 19 as a goalie number.
My cousin's actually a big Red Wings fan. And he went to a Red Wings game a few years ago at the one of the first years at Little Caesars Palace there. And the Oilers were playing. And, yeah, Koskinen was the goalie. And my cousin sent me a text. He's like, how dare this man wear number 19 in between the pipes in this building?
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't understand why I hate that. Like the number thing. They should be allowed to wear whatever number they want, but it just like if I see a defenseman wearing like number 18, I'm like, get that guy off the ice. I don't care how good they are, get them out of here. I don't like it.
Yeah. I agree completely.
Yeah, there's no rationale for it, but it's just what it is.
Another thing is retired numbers, and you can't wear them like Montreal, Toronto, New York.
Yeah, Boston's always got some interesting ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all like,
I think the only single digit they have available is number 6 and number 1.
Yeah,
Boston, pretty sure.
Yeah, well, like back in the day with hockey, it was like the reason goalies wear number 1 is because they're like the first player, right? Yeah. And then you go 2, 3 for the defenseman. So that's why like the low numbers are.
Yeah.
So yeah, but if like all the old school guys wear those low numbers, like there's nothing left. So yeah, Boston always has like all their defensemen wear like number 70 something. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, it's
I don't get it. Like pick like at least like 34 or something like that. Weird.
Yes.
All right.
What's your take on Black Widow, Steven?
It was good. Yeah, it got a lot of criticisms, but I didn't really agree with any of those. I thought it was really good. I mean, it was sad kind of watching it because, you know, spoiler alert, but Black Widow's dead in the actual Marvel universe. So I apologize. I literally just blurted that. But I said spoiler alert first. But it was really good. I liked it. Yeah.
Yes.
That's like my take.
Movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, right. You said it was on Disney Plus, right?
Yes.
Cool.
All right. We'll talk some entry draft coming up. So it's.
Yeah, that's.
It's at the end of the month.
No, entry draft is a couple of days after.
It's like the following Saturday, right?
Bang, bang. That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Number 2.
That is great. And then probably free agency would start like August 1st or something like that.
Probably. That's when
it's going to be a gauntlet. Yeah, it's going to be
great. Oh, yeah. Excited.
The season's supposed to start, what, in October?
Probably, yeah. September, maybe for exhibition games. But yeah,
I'm curious if there will be a bit of a delay, but really the Stanley Cup final didn't end that later than it normally does, maybe by like 2 weeks.
No. Yeah.
Right on. Oh, that's something to look forward to for the fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when the fog clears, UCLA in California.
I just feel like those jokes are like a punch in the gut. Like, you might as well just be slapping us in the face, Don.
I need to find, like, the site that you're getting these jokes from and report it so it gets taken down. Just kidding.
I haven't really paid too much attention to the draft so far. I've kind of taken a look at some of the prospects. I don't really know, at least Winnipeg-wise, what they're going to be looking at. I know Carson Lambos is available, the Winnipeg boy, right? Mm-hmm. I think he went over to Europe this year to play, maybe Sweden.
He has Sweden or Finland. He joined a junior program there.
Yeah.
I can't remember where, but a lot of guys did that. A lot of OHL guys, especially because they didn't have a season at all. So, yeah. But and then Lambos, unfortunately, was hurt when he came back.
Kind of expected to go maybe closer to the top 10. And because he got hurt there, they didn't really get a good look at him. And he's kind of slipped close to the 20 spot.
I think whoever gets him is going to have a steal of the first round there.
Yeah, did you guys get a chance to watch him with the ice at all?
A couple times.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
A couple times, yeah. 16 years old, it's just like, man, he was already the best defenseman on the team probably when the first year they were here. I went to 2 games, I think, and both nights I was like, yeah, he's their best defenseman right now, so.
Anaheim had their steal in Sam.
I think you've actually told that joke on the podcast before.
Well,
so I'm just going to get mad here. I'm not even going to laugh. Oh, shit.
Can't be repeating. Come on.
Yeah, jeez.
You gotta like have a checklist or something. Cross like something off when you get it.
That's like wearing your gitch for 2 days in a row, which I never do.
No.
You never tore them inside out and put them back on?
Next question.
Yeah. We're talking about the draft.
I would like to see Luke Hughes fall to well, not maybe not fall to the Devils, but that would really, really be a cool story if he goes fourth overall to New Jersey. I know he might not be the best player at number four, but you always look for a good little story like that. That'd be really neat to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
would be pretty cool.
There's always winners and losers at the draft.
Oh yeah.
Hopefully the Jets are winners at the draft.
Hopefully they're never going to hit, but
I think
they're going to hit 100%. But
yeah, I think Columbus has 3 first round picks. Where's Detroit picking? Like 6th or 7th?
6th.
6th, okay. Kind of where they usually seem to pick.
Yeah. Yeah, they've tanked 2 years in a row now and just got no luck. But
yeah,
I don't know. It's interesting. It's not nearly as strong as last year's draft class, but still some pretty interesting prospects. And there are a lot of Michigan guys in the top 10 there. The Power, Beniers, and Johnson as well.
Yeah, you could see them all go in the top 5. Like, that could happen. All from the same. That's crazy.
Same program. They got some other pretty... Michigan's going to be a fucking... Oh, sorry, I swore. I don't know if I'm not supposed to swear. Michigan's going to be a bleep wagon next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. In terms of the Jets, Lambos could be there at...
cool story, I think.
20. That Coronado guy, I think he played in the USHL, apparently, is quite good. The Russian, Svechkov, Ratti, who played for Finland in the
he's really
World Juniors. So he has, I don't know if he was injured, but he's all the way down at 22. But Coolmans apparently is quite a polarizing prospect. A lot of pundits, like some guys have him in the top 10, other people have him in the second round. So, but I think there's going to be someone pretty good. Or, even the goalie might fall. Wallstat there. I don't know.
Who's the other one there?
Name? I'm trying to find him.
I can't remember.
Sebastian Kosa.
Kosa, right?
He was playing for Oil Kings, I think the Jets will get a pretty good player. At they're picking, 18th, 17th, something like that.
Okay, we got a couple minutes left here, so...
Sure.
We got a couple minutes left here, so... if you guys were the Jets, who would you guys pick at number 17? I think the Jets are.
It's hard to say unless I actually know who's there, but...
I go with Lambos.
Yeah,
I'd probably go with Lambos. And I hear good things about that Svechkov as well, so... I'd maybe go with one of those two guys. Maybe Fabian Lysell if he's still available.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'd like to see D-Man and Lambos kind of fits the profile for what they need, right? That, size on D. I know he's not going to come in and play next year, but that would be a really cool pick, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, you guys, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Excited to... be back on, and for the flurry of hockey things that are going on here, it's going to be a great off season. So look forward to talking to you boys again once it's all over.
It was nice to get us together again and shoot the about hockey here. So it's a good time to be a hockey fan right now in the middle of some plus 35 heat, if you can believe it.
Yes.
Oh my god, I hate it outside right now.
Yeah, it sucks.
Dying every single day. It'll be okay. Thanks for bringing us on, appreciate it.
So the heat wave is on for SummerSlam.
There you go. Everything works out.
Yes. All right, thank you.
Take off your nose head.
All right,
thanks for listening to the Front Row Podcast. Download the show on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Contact us on Twitter or Instagram at Podcast Front Row and join in the conversation. Catch us next time on the Front Row Podcast.